Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In this beginning part of the Gospel of Mark, we see over and over again the amazing and power of God to do lots and lots of things, casting out and demons and healing diseases of every kind. It should be noted, though, that it's not just about a disease, but there is more going on than just that. It is indeed a complete kind of a healing. In recent months, we have been reminded that what we call a disease is not an easy thing to get a hold of. When we were faced with questions of Ebola, which is still an issue in many parts of the world, or in some parts of Africa, even after the symptoms had been resolved, it was assumed that, and someone is still contagious for a number of days and after that. Now we are confronted by the fact that, and someone may be contagious with measles several days before the symptoms show up. If we think that health or being and healed is just about and having the symptoms go away, we are selling ourselves short, and certainly Jesus knew this as well. If one is going to be well, it needs to be whole. There's a wholeness to this that takes place. I'm sure that someplace out there, one of you had this particular thought. Oh, sure, Jesus heals her and then expects her to get up and feed them the first thing. Well, it's an interesting thing to consider. In our day and age, we look at this and think, this doesn't sound very nice, does it? Well, dear, now that you're feeling better, and how about and going and getting me a beer while you're up? I just don't quite think so. But there may be more to this than that. I confess that there's a whole lot about our culture in today's world that I simply don't bother with. I could care less about Miley Cyrus. I happen to think that the halftime of the Super Bowl is a great time to get up and get something to eat. I just don't pay attention to these things. But sometimes things come along and I say to myself, well, maybe at least I should do this. I'm the one who waits until movies and come out on cable or something before I finally get around to watching them. Although, to tell you the truth, I've been told I probably need to go and see Selma, and maybe I will. I finally decided it's time to check out Downton Abbey, only to discover they're now in season 5 that I have completely missed for 5 years, but I'm starting at the beginning, so it will take me a while. But even there, as you get this picture of how life might have been in a house like that, and we say to ourselves, and certainly as Americans, this makes no sense at all to us. It's very clear that they took great pride in their positions as servants, and great responsibility as those who are the upper crust of society, that they had responsibilities. It's not surprising that if Peter's mother-in-law were truly healed, what she would have done in celebration and in thanks would have been to get up and serve them. What else do you do when you have guests in your house? you make sure that you find them and something to eat. I was reminded of this, of course, when I had the opportunity to visit in Africa. We have lost this particular an idea of hospitality, but they still have it. Everyone has a guest book, and when you come to someone's house, they get out the guest book and you sign. It's a reminder that one day we had these people here in our house. And while we are there, they find something for us to eat and drink. Even if they don't have much, they make sure that that particular task is done. Even if they have to go to a neighbor's house to find it, they will do it because it is an honor for them. The fact that Jesus hit and healed her is not just that he made the symptoms go away. It's that he restored her to life. That he was able to in some way take this particular demon that was and keeping life away, that and fever that in that day could have been incredibly serious. Before the days of and penicillin, we have no idea what those kinds of things might have led to. And certainly it's not that long ago that was still an issue. For her to have a fever could have indeed been the end of her life itself. But Jesus came and healed her completely. And she got up and served them. You know, in our own days, in this particular age, we are blessed, and certainly I am reminded and often of the kind of good news it is to live in Seattle. There's a whole lot of smart people around here, and if you can't find good help at Swedish, there's plenty of good help at Harborview or at the University of Washington or Virginia Mason or any other place. And in this day and age, they are all talking to each other. This is a good place to be sick in that particular sense. But there are still issues that come to us. Illness is still in something that we deal with. Sometimes it comes as an injury, something we don't expect. We will have an opportunity to sign a card for Katie Postal Waite after the service, a reminder of what can happen when you're crossing the street. Sometimes the illnesses that we face are long and extensive and call for and treatments as well that seem to go on and on. But Jesus is able to give us real life in such a way that we stop worrying about the details and look for the life itself. You know how this works. There are some people who, even when they are doing quite well, will tell you all of their complaints. But I also know that you know in people who, in the midst of long and extensive times of an illness, still radiate the life that comes from God. God is still at work in this world. For that, we give thanks. When Jesus comes and heals, he comes that everyone might be made whole. And maybe it isn't about an illness. Maybe it's about something else. Maybe it's about relationships. Or maybe it's about the questions of what we're going to do with our life when we finally grow up. Or or some other kind of an issue. Here too, Jesus comes to give life, to heal completely, to chase out the demons in order that life might come. You know, it's interesting that there's a complaint going on, at least in the first lesson here. Someone thought that God had forgotten them. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? God isn't paying attention to me the way God should. I'm just left here all by myself to sort of get along. Here's the answer. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even the youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like an eagle's. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen.